From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, should the U.S. be more concerned about a terror attack on its food supply?
But first to the latest on the missing Malaysia Airlines jet. It is now clear that Flight 370 sent pings, transmitting its location to satellites over the course of 5 hours after disappearing. But that new information doesn't mean we're any closer to an answer about what might have happened to the missing 777, which had 239 people on board. And search crews continue to monitor huge swaths of ocean looking for any signs of debris. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us from Shanghai with the latest. Frank, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, what is your latest reporting telling you about what might have happened to this plane?
Well, it's becoming increasingly clear that the plane still had power for many hours after it disappeared in the Gulf of Thailand. Communication satellites continued to get signals from the plane, at least according to a source that I spoke with, 5.5 hours after Malaysian officials lost contact with the plane.
And these pings that have been sent appear, by some reporting that we've seen, to show a path of where this plane may have been heading. Where might it have gone?
It's a great question. From my understanding, I spoke to the company that owns the satellites that was talking to the plane. The person that I talked to in particular was a guy named David Coyley. He's the vice president for aviation with Inmarsat in London. He wouldn't discuss this specific case because it's an ongoing investigation. He didn't feel comfortable with that. But he told me a lot about how this system works. And what happens is basically every hour the satellite will ping a plane and say, "Hey, are you still there? Do you still need our services?" And the plane will ping back. It won't send data, but it will say, "Yes, I'm still awake." He said, though, that the satellite doesn't know exactly where it is, simply knows this system on the plane is still operating and it still has electrical power.
Hmm. So this doesn't necessarily tell us where this plane was going.
No, this doesn't. Now, there may be other data that does that we aren't aware of yet. What's happened, though, and I would say this has been in the last 48 hours, is that the Malaysian officials have expanded, and the Americans have done this as well, have expanded the search into the Andaman Sea, that is west of Malaysia, and into the Indian Ocean. And I think they're doing that for at least one clear reason, and that is that after the plane disappeared in the Gulf of Thailand, Malaysian military saw another plane. They're not sure it's the same plane, but they saw it heading into the Indian Ocean, off the Malacca Strait. And so they're trying to determine if it's the same plane. I think that's one of the reasons. They say officially in the press conference, "We're just moving to the west because we couldn't find anything in the Gulf of Thailand or the South China Sea." But they're also looking at the possibility that that indeed was the Malaysian Airlines jet.
But they are continuing to search in the Gulf of Thailand?
They are. They haven't quit in the Gulf of Thailand, although if you read some material from some officials who have been out there and working there, there are over 50 ships that have been working on this. They feel like they've really scoured the South China Sea and the Gulf of Thailand, and now they're expanding west.
We spoke with Andy Pastor of the Wall Street Journal, who reported that the plane may have landed at some point. Are you hearing that as well?
That's not clear. From what I know, and the source that I spoke with, it was operating. The plane had power for at least 5.5 hours.
Hmm.
I'm not certain whether we know what the elevation of the plane was, what the altitude was. That's not clear. Obviously, initially the theory was this plane went down somewhere in the Gulf of Thailand, somewhere in the South China Sea, soon after it lost communication. That does not appear to be what happened. When I talked to the Inmarsat folks, I said, "Could this transmit if it was underwater?" They said, "No. That can't happen." I said, "What about a crash?" And the man that I talked to there said he did not know of any case in 20 years where a plane crashed and it continued to send these signals.
Frank, when are we getting more details from the Malaysian officials?
Every afternoon at about 5:30, they've been doing a press conference. And so I guess we can expect that we'll have another one on Saturday. They've been doing it at a daily basis. Today's press conference was interesting. They didn't deny this. There was one official who said, "We are looking at satellite information. We are talking with U.S. officials," but they were not in a position to confirm anything. They said they were still studying it.
Finally, Frank, you are in China where many of the relatives or loved ones of the people that were on that plane are, and they've been very frustrated with how the information has been coming out about this. Can you just give us a sense of how people are feeling there in China?
I think that especially if you look on the internet, there is a lot of criticism of the way the information has been released. And of course, it's primarily been coming from the Malaysian officials. It was their plane. It took off from their airport and then disappeared. I think there's a great deal of frustration and anger at how this has been going. And I think that there's a feeling here in China, people will say, you know, we hear information from reporters and then every day it's denied. At a press conference, but then we don't learn a lot more. So I think that people in China are very concerned. You know, there were over 150 passengers from China who were on the plane, and people are desperate to know what happened to them.
NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from Shanghai in China. Frank, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Jeremy.